Moving on to our election of officers, do we need to reorganize our board, or are we going to, what is your wishes?
I think, if you're willing, I think we need to keep it the way it is.
I'm willing to serve, and any more comments or questions or anything? We'll leave everything the same as it is. Entertain a motion to approve that.
So moved.
Have a motion to have a second. Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I'll try to do my best. Okay, Trustees Foundation appointments. I think they're pretty well set forward, and I don't think there are any changes that I know of.
It was mentioned at one of the previous board meetings, I think, that Ben and Marisha were talking about switching. I don't know if y'all talked about that anymore.
She asked me if I was okay with it, which I am. Marisha has a problem finding the time to go to San Angelo. She's on the San Angelo board, and obviously it would be easier for her to run over to SWID for that meeting than to go to San Angelo. So, and I said I was willing to make the change, if it helped her with.
Sure.
It doesn't. I mean, I have the time to go to San Angelo.
So. The only changes we need to make then would be that switch.
That switch.
Mm-hmm. So I need a motion to approve that then.
So moved.
Have a motion to have a second?
Okay.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And I assume that takes care of all the Trustee Foundation appointments.
Yes, sir. And and also to make it for the record, since it's being recorded, on the officers, John Chairman, Max Vice Chairman, and Adrian as Secretary.
Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry I missed that.
No, you're fine.
All right. And then, actually, as Chairman, I'll serve on all of the committees, and we appreciate you, rest of you, helping out with that. Okay, our next item on the agenda is the final facilities master plan for 2024 presentation.
Yes, sir. And Phil and Terry are here to do that. And this is not the first time that they've talked to you about the plan. So we will let them take the lead here.
Well, somebody asked a minute ago, we thought we were good, but we're going to find out for sure in here just a minute. So we're presenting this to you for your approval. And it's for us, it's been very, very rewarding exercise. This is a document that we're real proud of, and I think it's very useful and will be very useful for you as a district. I'm just going to review a little bit, kind of go over a couple of things, just to give you a quick overview. Just so you know, we started out by conducting surveys of everyone. We did our best to get as many responses as we could from students, faculty, administration, board, of course, community, and we thought we were real successful. We had over 400, wasn't it?
Almost 450.
450. So that's a lot more than we did on the last one. So we feel real good about the participation of that. And I think we gleaned a lot of information from that that we could digest and roll over into the master plan. And then after that, we both went to the campuses. We did building evaluations on site in person of every building on all of your campuses, and got a real comprehensive view of the conditions of the buildings. We already had a pretty good idea, but it's kind of surprising to us how much we actually learned by going out and actually doing the evaluation. So that was a real good exercise that we went through. Then when we collected the information, started to digest it and let it incubate, we started out by doing planning and evaluations for each campus, you know, all four campuses at once. The last master plan, they kind of did big spring, and then it was like about the other three, and so then they got busy and did those. But we took it as a comprehensive, you know, step by step, including all four campuses at every step from the beginning to the end. So we feel like that's going to serve the district well in the long run. So anyway, we let Terry talk about the surveys and things, and since he was smart when he did all the hard work on that. So.
The survey instrument that we used was done through Qualtrics, which is a survey software. And our survey, we tried to really simplify. I'm trying to scroll down. We ended up with just 16 main questions, 15 really, and then the 16th question, I think, was there anything else that you want to report? And so the surveys are broken down extensively, starting on page 51 of the report. And so we decided to compare each question by campus. So the first question, the campus is attractive and offers an appealing impression as an asset for campus enrollment. And we compared the responses that we got in Big Spring, SWIFT, Wilmington, San Angelo. And just thought it would be an interesting exercise to see how those compared, and see you have all 16 questions broken down that way. And then, following that, we got into the specifics of the full survey. So, for example, on Big Spring, the people that answered that survey question for Big Spring, again, how they responded. And then we gave them the opportunity to comment, and so those comments then are included in that. And I don't know that this is something that you will spend a lot of time on, but I think it's worth a look because it is telling about what the students, the faculty, the staff, what they felt about campuses. And I think sometimes when, you know, as a board or administration or staff, I think sometimes you're so close to it that you really don't get an objective view. So this, we hope, fills that in. And then following the surveys, Phil mentioned the building evaluations, and those, all of those building evaluations then are also included in detail. And I don't know what
The 115 is where that starts. It's broken out by campus, and each building that we surveyed, we've included the survey document in the master plan. We all look at, and basically we starting out, we look at the overall size of the location, including parking and access to the site, pedestrian circulation, and those things, quality and the appropriateness of the landscaping. We looked at the building exterior or the envelope, the building interior, and housekeeping, and then we moved into the systems, cooling system, plumbing, electrical. Then we evaluated fire protection and safety, and then last we included an accessibility section to see how closely buildings complied with Texas accessibility standards. So we went through each building, and most most every room of every building and every campus. We had a comment section for things that we thought were notable, needed follow-up, or needed some additional work. So those are all included. Memorialized in case something needs to be looked at later. We can see if we, if we looked at it right, if we missed it, and of course that'll just help us in the future to be doing these things again.
And as you go through your planning process, the phases or whatever, and there's a recommendation from us or from our based upon the input that we got on a building. Let's say, for example, you want to flip over and look and what you can actually see what we have and how we assess each building. And as you plan for future work, that should give you some basis for work to be done on any facility on any campus within the district.
And then I would remind everybody that when we bring to you all during the it'll be the budget workshop, we will bring the deferred maintenance list. And Fabian now, want to give credit where credit's due. Terry put that together several years ago, and it's been a very useful tool. And he worked off of the old master plan. So we've kept that going. That'll be updated. And then Fabian is the keeper of that document now. And
but
so
that actually goes into a little more depth than the master plan.
It does.
And not only that, it tracks things that were done outside of the master plan that were of significance. And so you've got, where you came from and where you're going. And Fabian, I know, has already added at least one thing that could have gone into the master plan, but it was came a little bit late, and so Dr. Parks and let's put that in the deferred maintenance list. So,
right.
So it's more of a living document that he's
active. Based off of this, and then what you'll also see in the old, when we would do the planning budget workshop, we would give basically the phases, the 20 years, we would give you updates on when, if we complete something on there, we'll show that's completed. And as we've said multiple times, it is uncanny how much of that has been completed over the last 20 years, which goes to the point of why if you will do a planning document and do it where you plan to use it, it can be a very good tool.
Sure.
Obviously, what Phil and Terry have projected as far as cost will likely change.
Mm-hmm.
And as they will have said and will say, the phases can jump around. But the document can be an outstanding guide if we use it. And we will. So
hands off to Phil, because the cost estimations that Phil was largely responsible for came out of RS Main, which is, in other words, how much does it cost per square foot to do ceilings or floors or brickwork or whatever, whatever. And so those things, those numbers were not just grabbed out of the air.
RS Main is a nationwide database that breaks all the components of work down and then regionalizes it. In other words, you look at the Permian Basin and see what it costs. It's going to be a whole lot more in Boston, but we don't care about that. We just look and see what the cost impact is here. So.
And that's what architects, engineers, contractors use to come up with their opinions of probable cost and then bidding documents and all that. So it's pretty close for right now.
Yeah, it's updated quarterly, so it's very current. cost criteria.
And some other great work that Phil did, if you, as you go through the four campuses that are addressed in this document, Phil gave you a current plan of state of the campus. And then the concept plans, which follows that, shows, you know, if everything were to be done as it's outlined in the 4 or 5 year phases, what the campus would look like. And then following that, he did a campus map for each of the four phases. So, and then highlighting the part that was addressed in those phases. And as Dr. Parks, and we have said so many times, you know, just because something was, because we put it in phase one, maybe push back to phase two, or something maybe in phase four, that you, because it's low cost, or because it's needed, or whatever, you may move it up to, you know, an earlier phase, any other earlier phase.
Cool.
And then going back to the phasing, and then you're going to have a document that looks like this. I don't know the. I was just kind of scroll, but sometimes it's
hard to do on that one.
Yeah, it gets a little sticky.
There was one.
Yeah. Right here, and you'll see four phases with the costing estimate, and this was developed not. It's partly by us, but in conjunction with Dr. Parks and the cabinet, where they felt like they, and you as a board, moved some things around. And so this is, at the time of this document's creation, this was the best estimation of scheduling of those items that could be put together.
And we customized each of these phases or the master plans for the campus depending on what the revenue stream availability was.
And Brenda worked with us on that, and if you look at them in detail, you'll see that they're not all the same. In other words, funding for SWID is different than funding for Big Spring, which is different than financial or Mises. So those are all
that was really the graphics were pretty good. I mean, it doesn't take long to digest that. I mean, there is a mass of information in those spreadsheets. Very, very much did the magic on those.
These spreadsheets that you see here. That may end up being the most
used document.
Yeah,
you know, because it's just so much, it rolls everything into one matrix where you can kind of track everything on one sheet for each campus.
I made that comment, Phil, so you're saying my math are very important.
Those are pretty easy to digest. You know, second graders can look at those and kind of figure out what's going on with those little pictures. You know, that's kind of my specialty. But really, those spreadsheets, I know whenever we use them in the past, that's the first thing we would go to, find a spreadsheet.
And then,
see where we were.
And then, when we had the 2007 master plan, Dr. Parks and I together, we would, as we would either table a plan item or complete it or move it to another phase or whatever, we color coded with little boxes out to the left of the status of each of those things. And it's uncanny, as Dr. Parks said a few minutes ago, once you put this down and you focus on it, it's uncanny how much of it gets done and how quickly it gets done.
Right.
Because we moved, I would say probably in the first 10 years on the first master plan, we did most of everything that was done.
Careful.
Not all of it.
Yep.
It's like setting goals. You know, yep. You can kind of think about goals, and you know they're out there. Until you write them down, they really don't become real.
Yeah.
you know, so goal setting, you know, write it down, and this really is a, is an ultimate exercise in that.
Yep. Music in the library, it took us about 20 years, but we got it done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Finally.
Yeah,
finally
we got it done.
That's great.
Anyway, that's kind of the 30,000 foot view. We really think we've come up with a usable document, and we say that because we tried to use the other one. Now that it wasn't usable, it wasn't intuitive, and so, you know, Terry used it all the time, you know, the administration used it all the time. I used it when they made me, and, but, you know, it wasn't real intuitive, so we, you know, based on our experience with it, we tried to put it together so that it made sense, and we think we did it, you know, we might have some comments on that, and, you know, good or bad, we'd like to hear them, and so if we ever do this again, we'll be better at it. We think we got a good document. We're oddly enough, we're real proud of it, and present it to you for your approval and see if there's any questions that y'all might have of us regarding.
I will tell y'all that each of you have your own copy of this. I felt like everybody needed your own. Y'all can put it on your coffee table, whatever. But it's important to have this. Of course, you also have your flash drive, you know, that you can have. I will have them available for the campuses. And then we have found through the years what we'll do is we'll store these, what we don't disperse out. We'll keep it, and then we'll have reasons. SAC COC, we'll use it for that. Or we may, some other reason, you know, that somebody needs to see a planning document, and we will pull it out. But they've made multiple copies. They'll probably slit their wrist if we say that we want to change anything today. But that's certainly your prerogative to do.
But I'll say, you know, if there's something in there that's really big to you and needs to have changed, we can make those changes. And be more than happy.
Yeah. Also, to remind you, even after we had a couple of presentations to you in the last two or three months, we continued getting input from the campuses as well. And Fabian had picked up on some things. And, you know, it's just one of those things. The more you look at something, the more you keep thinking about it, and, you know, and we keep coming up with stuff. So I think we feel like we've got everything pretty much included. But just like what Terry said, we had something come up at the end, and it was kind of like because we'd set a hard date and just, you know, we're going to put that on the deferred list. And that will happen. You know, there'll be something that'll come up. Yeah. And
there's
then
always something with a house.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Ben. That's the way to look at it. It's our house. And Fabian has experienced that quite a bit this year with unexpected things that we did not have on our list of to-dos that were underground that surfaced.
Yeah.
And so stuff will happen, but this is the best we know.
Great.
Very good.
It's really good.
All right.
I like it.
I'm sorry.
Great. It looks very interesting. I think we all need to look at that. Okay, thank you very much, gentlemen. We're going to need a motion to approve this. Have a motion to have a second?
Second.
Have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Final facility is approved. All right.
Mr. Chairman and board members, I'd like to just make a comment. As these guys are
worked their tails off.
There is no doubt, been through, I don't know, a few of these. And without a doubt, I felt, and I'm going to, I guess, take the credit or the blame, however you want to say it, but that there was no doubt in my mind that these two were the ones to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because of their experience, their expertise and, frankly, their love and care of this institution. And
yeah.
So I think that we've got a really good document. And I think it'll be very useful. I know how important this is to them. I mean, it's a big deal to them, and that makes it different too, because somebody else we could have hired out there to do this, their heart and souls would not have been invested in it like these two guys. So I just want that to be acknowledged. So.
Yep. Thank you.
We appreciate you guys.
We appreciate
very
y'all.
Much.
We definitely appreciate the board and appreciate me and give the trust of doing this document. And
it was a great learning experience for us as well.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, we appreciate y'all.
Appreciate
and if
time,
anything's
guys.
Messed up, I know who to call.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
I have you both on.
We can't hide anywhere.
No, you can't. I can text you. I can call you. And you answer.
Okay, our next item on the agenda is fair labor standards changes.
Okay. As of April, the federal government has made changes in the FLSA, Fair Labor Standards Act, relative to exempt positions. And so all of us have been.
We're sorry. Your conference is ending now. Please hang up.